The following paid program is furnished by Raskin Resources Productions. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff.
Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show. It's always so terrific to be on with you every single week. You know, I'm out and about all the time, meeting people constantly at networking events and different places. And people are listening to this show, and they're really getting a lot out of it. And, you know, I really have to thank you, the listeners. Because of the listeners, we're here. And what I try to do is bring on the best experts, the best people, a lot of them here in Rhode Island, who will help you solve some kind of a problem. And it could be anything from a car problem to a health problem to a relationship problem to a legal problem to any kind, to getting a job problem. So we change it up. We make it interesting. If you'd like to learn more, log on to patriciaraskin.com and write to me. And I'll put you on my newsletter list, because every single month I do a newsletter, and I can send that to you. Just put you on the list, Patricia at PatriciaRaskin.com. And sign up on my Facebook page as well, Patricia Raskin, and there are two of them, Patricia Raskin, and there is, I believe, Patricia Raskin Radio Show. So just like both pages, we'd love to have you. All right. Today we are talking to Timothy M. Sweet. He's the owner of the office, law office of Timothy M. Sweet in Providence. They focus on divorce, child custody, child support, domestic violence, and adoption. And today we are going to talk about child support. Welcome, Timothy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I just want to tell our audience, you know, this show is for you, so pick up the phone and dial in if you have any questions. Now, whether you're a parent, an aunt, an uncle, whether you're a grandparent, or you have friends, call in, ask questions for them. If there are any issues around divorce, child support, child custody, because here we're talking so much about the child. You are a family attorney, so you're very involved with the children.
Always.
Okay, so tell us what we need to know about child support. You would think that would be cut and dry, but it really isn't, although there are some legal parameters here with child support.
Very sharp legal parameters, and actually it's designed in such a way as to be cut and dry. It's based upon... And I know this is just the single most exciting thing to talk to your poor listeners about.
They're listening.
It is based on an algorithm that goes by the gross wages of both parents. So the idea is mom makes X and dad makes Y, all before taxes, yes? And the underlying assumption is, well, if these two had not broken up, that child would have enjoyed a certain quality of life. And he or she is certainly going to... We're going to give them some simulacrum of that life, even though the parents have broken up. So if dad makes X and mom makes Y and the child's with mom, then dad is going to pay, you know, you name it, Z. And it really is that cut and dry. It is a chart. It's based on an algorithm. Yes, there are deductions, and I'm certainly not going to get into those for fear of being too bored.
So what you're saying is that according to the court or the legal system, the child should have that same lifestyle, that same amount.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's why they base it off the gross wages of both parties, mom and dad.
Without taxes involved, without any gross wage.
That's my oversimplified version, my radio show blip version. But yes, that is 95% of the time, that's the tried and true method.
Okay, so now I'm going to ask the next question. But before I do, I'm going to ask the callers to call in with their questions. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-9776. Great opportunity to speak to Timothy Sweet about any of your questions about family law, divorce, child custody, child support. So here's my next question. You just gave us the algorithm. You wrapped it up in a neat bow. This is what they get. They get, you know, so much from the gross income. Now, when does it get complicated? When does that algorithm start getting sticky?
Well, it can become quite a nightmare if, say, for example, dad has two other children and he's behind on those child support arrears. And then there's federal law, which says that the ongoing child support to his youngest child with, we'll say, mom number one, is going to be paid before the arrears for poor child two and three with mom number two. And then it can become quite a migraine. than more than your poor listeners want to deal with on a Saturday. But again, almost all the time, it's really quite simple. You plug it, you're just calculating. Dad makes this, mom makes this. You find out what they make by say the tax returns or the W-2s, and then a number pops out.
And gender has nothing to do with it, whether you're male or female.
Oh, no, absolutely not. No, okay. Absolutely
so
not.
If the woman makes more, that's one thing.
Great.
If the man makes more.
No, it's all the same hotchpot, and the child is going to be living with one of those two parents most of the time, again, in most cases.
All right, wait a minute. What if the child is split equally between the two? Now what happens?
That's another nightmare. Okay. Because that is like, you're awfully good at this. I think you might be a certified paralegal.
Go ahead.
What happens is that is the beauty of the General Assembly has left that up to the judge's discretion. And so what that means is it changes vastly about where you are that given morning and what mood your judge is in. But no, most of the time, more often than not, again, to oversimplify, if the child is truly week A, week B with the different parents or split in half perfectly, then chances are one of the parents, whichever makes more, will be paying a very, very little bit of child support to the other parent who makes a little bit less.
Okay. But it will be kind of split down the middle, though, I mean, in terms of what each would owe. They would split that in half.
Essentially,
okay.
Yeah. Again, when the algorithm computes this out, what would happen is whichever parent makes a little bit more would end up paying just a little bit to the one who makes less.
So, Timothy, is all of the drama, let's say, and all of the heartache, is that when you deal with divorce with children, is it more around the parents fighting about property and settlements than it is about the child support? Do you find the child support is more of the easy part because it's cut and dry?
It is cut and dry. Again, almost every single time it's a simple calculation.
So that's not the issue.
It's really not the issue. No.
The issue is more the emotional issue that gets involved with all of the other.
That's exactly right, because numbers are rational, and it's really quite clear. You make this amount, mom makes this amount, you have to pay her. You know, and there's always a little bit of screaming and gnashing of teeth,
then,
but the number's the number.
So then I guess the question is, if that's so, why is it that you see cases that go on for 2, 3, 4, and 5 years and they still haven't figured it out?
Divorces particularly, or between parents who are fighting over children?
Well, that's more of your bailiwick as parent of the children.
Right.
So I would use that example.
Yeah. So divorce can get dragged out for any number of reasons. It could be one of the spouses owns a company and getting the true value of that company, especially if the company existed before the 2008 recession and is now looking at a very different portfolio and outcome. Or it could be fighting about the dog or the pet turtle, or maybe the real estate's in mortgages in both their names and it just won't sell, although that's not the occasion now. But
go ahead.
But for parents who are fighting about children, what gets dragged out and dragged out and dragged out is that children, God bless them, are fluid, and they seem to change by the day. So when you fight about, if you're in 1995 and you fight about your five-year-old, that's going to look absolutely nothing, and their best interests are going to look absolutely nothing like the 1999 fight about that nine-year-old and what changes then, because, children evolve much quicker than
their
parents sometimes.
So you're saying they're able to bounce back more, or do you think not?
They change. Children seem to change, and it's in breathtaking ways, in ways that no one can keep up with as far as their likes and dislikes and what makes them comfortable and uncomfortable.
Positively or negatively, but we don't know that. Both.
Both. Both at the same time every day, it seems.
All right, folks. We'd love to get your calls for Timothy Sweet. He is the owner of the law office of Timothy M. Sweet in Providence. He is a family attorney. He focuses on divorce, child custody, child support, domestic violence, and adoption. So mostly with children involved.
Mostly.
Okay. So any questions you have, whether you're the parent, whether you're the relative, whether you're the close friend, whether you're the grandparent, pick up the phone and call us, because this is what the show is. The show is for you to answer your questions. 438-WPRO, 438-9776, 800-321-9776. I'm also going to give you Timothy M. Sweet's phone number. So you can call him, say you heard it on the show, and call right away, leave a message. Certainly you will get a complimentary consultation. 401-595-1665. 401-595-1665. If you're in the car and you can't get to any of that, write to me, Patricia at patriciaraskin.com, and I will certainly get all the information to Timothy. So what else do you want us to know, particularly about child support and that whole issue?
And that if there's going to be usually, so more often than not, it comes out that the child is with the mom. You could write a treatise as to why that is, but more often than not, that's the case. So what I would tell to the prospective fathers who are looking at child support is just to avoid the sticker shock of, again, whatever that number is, because there's it is really drafted in such a way, these laws, that there's almost no room for the lawyers or the judges to get confused or make sophisticated legal arguments. So a dad should never, ever tell a judge that he cannot afford child support, because I'll tell you what the judge is going to say. The judge is going to say, no, you can't afford anything else because you're paying your child support first. I don't want to hear about your rent. I don't want to hear about your Audi. And I don't want to hear about your retirement. You pay your child support first, which you can't afford because it's the first thing you pay. It's your top priority. And then you can't afford everything else.
And then what does the father say?
I can't say that on the air.
Well, you can. So the expression is really amazing, huh?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's never dull.
But so it's not really something. Now, when you walk into the judge, do you already know what that number is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there shouldn't really be sticker shock in front of the judge.
No, unless mom or dad makes, you know, $80,000 to $90,000 more and is hiding an offshore than you thought, then there shouldn't be sticker shock for the lawyers, just for the fathers.
Right.
Put it that way.
Now, when you're working with the mother and father, and usually there's another lawyer involved, correct?
Yes.
Do you usually try to sit down before this and get this?
Oh, you have to. I think you have to. I think you owe it to your client. You have to understand when you have a fiduciary duty as attorney to look after that retainer. If you haven't done everything you can to settle that case, you're wasting your client's money. You're wasting the judge's time if you take something to trial. And I tell all my clients, I say this glibly, but I take the only people who go to trial in the family court are the ignorant and the desperate. Because this is your family, and no matter what, under no circumstances, as great as these jurists are, and they are fantastic, we're blessed in the Rhode Island, in the state, in this bar to have these judges. As excellent as your judge is, he or she is never going to understand you and your child and your family dynamic within a week or two of trial. A stranger in a robe should never make those decisions.
All right. Sean, I'm going to ask our wonderful technical producer, can I take this call? Yes, I can. Okay, before we go to break, Adrian from Greenville, your question for Timothy Sweet. Thanks for calling.
Yes, I just heard him say, he was talking about selling a home when both your names are on the mortgage, that you need to, I think I misunderstood, divorce after the home is sold. Is that correct?
No, not necessarily. And obviously we have to, it depends on the circumstances. You don't have to divorce after the house is sold or before, but if at all possible, I would strongly recommend it, because what you don't want to do is enter into a good faith arrangement with your husband or your wife in which you believe that one or both of you will be taken off the mortgage, then get divorced, and then find out 3 months later that, in fact, there could be no short sale or there could be no refinance, and then you're stuck in that mortgage because that affects your credit. So I guess in a vacuum, in a perfect situation, you wouldn't go to the court and have your divorce finalized until you've tied a ribbon on all those matters for your credit's sake. But I understand that life is messy, and sometimes you can't necessarily do it that way.
Adrian, does that answer your question?
It does. Interesting. Good point to think about. I appreciate the answer. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Thank you,
Adrian. Welcome. Good. And just want to give out the number again, folks, for Timothy M. Sweet. He's certainly there for complimentary consultations, 401-595-1665, and he's in Providence. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. This segment, this half hour, is brought to you by Timothy M. Sweet Law Offices in Providence. We're going to take your calls again after the break. You can start calling in now, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We are the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back. Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to The Patricia Raskin Show, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And this half hour is brought to you by Timothy M. Sweet Law Offices in Providence. They focus on divorce, child custody, child support, domestic violence, and adoption. And Timothy is with us right now, so we'd love to get your calls at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. Any questions you have about any of those issues, child support, child custody, adoption, domestic violence, anything that involves family law. And Timothy will take your calls. Let me give you his number to call his office also, and he's happy to speak with you. Just tell him you heard it on the show, 401-595-1665. 401-595-1665. If you're in the car and you can't write, just write to me, patricia@patriciaraskin.com, and say you heard it right here on The Patricia Raskin Show. Okay, welcome back, Timothy. So here's the next question. The question is that you go in for the child custody, you're working with the other lawyer, and now one person's lost the job. Or in one case, I know someone who was a physician, and their practice wasn't doing as well as it had done, or it was going on a downturn, and the spouse was asking for what would have been reasonable, but the other lawyer saying, well, we don't know if they can do this because we don't know how well the practice is going to keep doing. So it got what's your advice with those situations?
It depends on and the why of why the job was lost. If you know, if Dad was working at U-Haul and you know came in with bourbon every day and lost his job for that reason, you better believe the judge is still going to stick him with an order saying he has to pay $100 a week, $200 a week. And of course, that's just a piece of paper, because if he doesn't have the income, he doesn't have the income. But an arrears will build up. But if Dad comes in and he got laid off in manufacturing because it went overseas, the job went to the Philippines, and he can show in good faith that he has sought out similar, comparable type of work. He really can't find work. His unemployment is dried up. There's no workers' comp. The TDI is dried up. Then that father has the onus. He must go in, the father, the unemployed parent, and petition the court with what's called a motion for relief to suspend child support temporarily until and only until he can get back on his feet and begin paying that child support order again.
Is it in arrears then?
There's an arrears from, again, the orders are sacrosanct in the family court, and you cannot change them without a judge's permission. So a child support order does not end because you were laid off, whether it was your fault at all or not. So that order will continue to run until Dad goes and successfully files his petition, his motion for relief to suspend his child support, and it's granted.
Right, but when that, okay, and it's
yes.
granted.
Yes.
But then when he gets the job again, does he have to pay during the time that he was suspended?
He would, in that case, he would have to pay from when he was laid off to when he went to court, but not the interim between when he petitioned the court and when he was hired again. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the wife, the spouse is going to have to do something, find a job, find an extra way to support that child.
And again, though it's difficult and it's draconian, it also makes sense with the theme, because again, the General Assembly's idea was this child should enjoy the same quality of life he or she would have had the parents stayed together. So if the parents stayed together and Dad legitimately got laid off because his job was shipped overseas, that would have been a hardship on the family, just as it is now a hardship on mother and child. So that's absolutely correct.
But it does put a lot of stress on that one parent during that time of suspension.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful, yeah. Mm. It is one of those many situations in family court where there truly aren't any winners. Mm. This is all too often in that court.
So is there... Where's the hope in all of this? What do you see as, I mean, you obviously love what you do. You want to help people. What's the hope here?
Well, I think the hope is the understanding that a child does not only need, obviously, emotional support and parents to help with homework and to tuck them in at night and to give them advice, whether it seems like that advice is heard or understood or not. But there is, at the end of the day, a simple balancing of the checkbook, isn't there? And both parents have to be on board and understand that, given that life is messy and difficult at times, there is very simply a bottom line financial obligation to the child in addition to everything else. And that's another thing, very briefly, if I may, is that I do get a lot of dads who say, I don't understand why I'm paying child support when little Tommy's with me, I'm buying him sneakers, and I pay for lacrosse, and I pay for camp. But what most judges are going to say again is all child support is green. So if you pay, all money is green, excuse me. If you pay your child support to mom and she uses that, just to pick a number, $800 a month to pay rent, that's fine because that frees up $800 a month to pay for groceries and to pay for after school and to pay for out-of-pocket health insurance expenses. So there are many facets to raising a child, and the court can sometimes be a blunt instrument for what children truly need and what is in their best interest.
Well, it's also a protection to make the child feel safe, because when the child all of a sudden, you know, doesn't have that stability, they don't feel safe anymore. And that's a real issue.
Of course. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right, closing thoughts. We've got 2 minutes, Timothy. We still have time for you to call in quickly, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. Again, what would be your closing thoughts for today for our listeners?
Again, to the dads, and more, not always, but often it is the dads. When you first hear about the child support, talk about it with a lawyer behind closed curtains, behind Oz's curtain first, and absorb and internalize the sticker shock. It is built upon an algorithm. Every non-custodial parent goes through that same feeling and that same fear, but this is something that you afford first, and everything else in your life, financially speaking, is secondary.
All right, and how can people find you?
401-595-1665. Feel free to call. That is actually my cell phone number. Feel free to call at any time. TimothyMSweet@gmail.com, and you can Google me or call
and,
Patricia.
And also the website.
TimothyMSweetLaw.com.
Okay. And are there any blogs on there, how-tos?
There's a blog
tips?
On there, yes.
Okay. All right. I know you're coming back again next month.
Can't wait.
Folks, do definitely give Timothy a call, 401-595-1665. That's his number with any question on divorce, child custody, child support, domestic violence, and adoption. Thanks so much, Timothy.
Thank you so much for having me, as always.
Really great. And this segment, this half hour, has been brought to you by Timothy M. Sweet, owner of the law office, Timothy M. Sweet in Providence. Next up is Beth Carter, who's a professional coach, speaker, author, and blogger. She's going to talk about a new book that she has co-written called Job Search Equals Love Search, 10 Savvy Career Strategies That Help You Find Love, too. Very cool. All right, stay tuned, folks. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show. We're here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO, and the news is up next.